And this is Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health Products. And I'd like to start off by reading a great quote that I just got yesterday, actually. It's a quote from good old Albert Einstein, considered to be the father of modern physics. I think everyone knows who good old Albert Einstein is. He says, "There are only two ways to live your life." This is actually a very good quote, considering the state of the world right now, which is a little bit on the crazy side, as we all know. "There are only two ways to live your life," he says. "One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is though everything is a miracle." And so I think that's a real good quote to write down and hold on to, because, like I said, there's no question about the fact that the world is going through a lot of changes, and that's okay. There are one group of people that will tell you that the end is near. I am not one of those. Another larger group of people will tell you that we are going through a huge transition and we are actually moving into a better time. Now, as most people are aware, us human beings do not like change. And one of the changes that's been going on, and this is where most of the difficulties have arisen from, is that from a technological standpoint, we are moving at rocket speed. We have annihilated both time and space. You can travel via the internet. You can talk to people completely on the other side of the earth in a millisecond. And so technologically, we have really moved far, far ahead. Unfortunately, for many people, this has gotten a lot of people very confused, very stressed out, and unsure of what they're doing. And I think a good example of this, and I'm going to pick on this because it's very appropriate at this point, since I know everyone is very aware of the tragedy that occurred last weekend in Colorado with the mass shootings, that this individual represents the result of this kind of technology that has been used in the wrong way. I can tell you for myself that years ago I worked with mentally retarded kids and, you know, autistic kids, and one of the things I found was they were very into themselves, and they escaped into themselves, whether it be through books or computers or what have you. And when they acted out the most, and they were the hardest to control and deal with, all you had to do was get them to look up and out. In other words, take them outside and have them look at trees and birds. And all of a sudden, these young people, who were almost uncontrollable at that point, became docile and relaxed. And so this is what has happened. We are surrounded with technology, and many people cannot deal with it because they don't have it in balance. Okay, so that's a huge, huge problem. And one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is the miracle of coconut oil. And it says on the flyer that you probably got an email about getting a head start on life and the skinny about fat. Well, you know, we've talked many times about the values of coconut oil. And so, you know, I can review that just slightly, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But basically, to me, coconut oil is like the perfect fat. And it can be used for many, many, many purposes. It actually helps people lose weight just because it can be burned. It's great for the brain. It's wonderful for the skin. I shave with it. My wife puts it on her skin. It's the only thing that she does put on her skin. It's incredible for the brain. In fact, over the last 12 years, there has been a 17% increase in what's called childhood developmental disabilities that include autism, ADD, attention deficit hyperactivity, epilepsy, retardation, and other things. And right now, they estimate that the 4 million children have what's called attention deficit hyperactivity, which is the most common of all the learning disabilities. And believe it or not, over 1 million people have autism. And they have found that just by introducing coconut oil to these children, many, many symptoms improve. So this is good news. In fact, mothers who have incorporated coconut oil into their diets before and while they're pregnant actually end up having children with better brain function. So this is also quite significant, considering that we have a lot of kids today who aren't functioning the way they should. So this is really, really good news. In Malaysia, for example, coconut oil has been used in late pregnancy for as a traditional food because of the value that it has. And this was just from old wives' tales. And ancient cultures have discovered and have known for many, many generations that consuming coconut oil during pregnancy not only will increase the infant's chance of survival, but actually has a very positive effect on the health throughout the life of the child. And these children are far less likely to become obese as adults. So in other words, the health of mom is very crucial in determining the health of the baby. And most people recommend anywhere between 2 to 4 tablespoons a day of adding coconut oil because of the MCTs, which is medium chain triglycerides. And this helps a number of chemical reactions that are in the baby's body. And believe it or not, MCTs, the medium chain triglycerides, are added to a lot of hospital infant formulas. Now, of course, they're not adding coconut oil, and it doesn't have the same effect as what good old nature has produced. And that's the secret that we need to keep in mind, that Mother Nature and the good Lord know better than the chemists in New Jersey. I don't mean to pick on New Jersey, but a lot of the chemical companies are there. So it's very crucial in today's world, especially as we see more and more young people having tremendous difficulties, not only with what we are dealing with now with this young man from Colorado, but just the number of children that have no attention ability, can't concentrate more than 2 seconds, can't sit still, that there's a lot of connection with diet and nutrition and the health. So another interesting study along the same line is that smart babies, children that are born with more aptitude, are children that have stayed in the womb longer, primarily. And mothers who have eaten coconut oil during their pregnancy tend to have children that go full term. So that's another interesting piece of information. So in other words, one of the things that's crucial is that in the final 3 months, the last trimester of pregnancy, the fetus's brain undergoes rapid growth. So in other words, if a child is born prior to, say, the 36th week, the brain size is 1/3 less than if it had gone 40 weeks. So in other words, it's still quite undeveloped, and it will not develop to the same extent outside the womb as it does inside the womb. And this has been pretty well documented, okay? So this last trimester, they've recorded that there's nearly a 50% increase in the cortical gray matter and triple increase in the myelinated white matter. And so this is what gives the child, this person, a lot of cognitive ability and especially reasoning ability and the idea of even developing common sense. So this is very crucial. And the other thing that makes ingesting coconut oil so valuable for mothers to be is that especially our coconut oil, which of course is extra virgin and organic, has the caprylic and lauric acids, which means it has antifungal and antibacterial, antiviral properties. And that simply means that you're getting something extra as a health benefit that can keep you healthier while you're going. So, I mean, that's very, very, very crucial. Now, one thing that I would like to talk about, and I've mentioned this many times, and I'm going to continue mentioning it, because Purium is getting larger as a company. We're growing pretty fast. Of course, our new love product has really launched us into a new era, and it's all good. But one of the main things that people are very, very confused about is there's lots and lots of choices out there, and there's lots of good products. You know, I would never say that we have an exclusive on having good products. I mean, there are some other good products out there. However, I don't think you're going to find any quality better than ours at a better price. And I think that's crucial, number one. Number two, as it was said, I believe, last week by Amy on the Wednesday call, one of the things that really sets Purium apart is that we are our own manufacturer. We produce our own products. In other words, we're not shipping out bottles of products that we've never put together. Many, many companies out there, all they do is make a formula and print a label. And some of them don't even do their own formula. Sometimes a lot of companies ask other so-called experts to make a formula for them, and then they put their label on it, and they call it their own product. And, of course, that's their business. I mean, you know, you can pay someone else to make something for you. That's not a problem. But the problem is that our government, our FDA, allows all sorts of additives and stuff to be added to the manufacturing process that, frankly, I don't think any of us want to be eating. And much of this has to be listed on the label. But if we use less than 2% as an industry, in other words, if a company has less than 2% of a particular additive, you don't have to list it on the label. So in other words, you don't really know sometimes what's in a product if the company hasn't made it themselves. Now, you might say, and it's a good question, well, just because you make it yourself, how do we know you're not putting some of this junk in there? Well, that's a very good question. And you actually don't know for sure. No one knows for sure, but I can tell you this, because we are a family-owned company, and I've been with them since the get-go, since we started Purium. In fact, my wife and I and Dave and Amy, actually, I remember having, we all had lunch together talking about this as a project, okay? Well, we all use these products. We don't want to eat this garbage, okay? So that's one of the main features of how you can at least be sure that what we're saying is true. Also, we realize that it's important that people get pure food supplements because people want pure food. You don't want food that's been laced and contaminated with stuff you don't know about. And so, likewise, you should demand food supplements that do not contain additives and fillers and binders and things like that. So that's really what sets Purium apart. We don't use things like hydrogenated vegetable oil. We don't use plastics. We don't use types of silicon that's from a non-food source. Now, I can't tell you if something else does or doesn't have that, but what I can tell you is you can look at any label, and if the label says anything other than manufactured by and then followed by is the name of the company that you're buying it from. If it doesn't say that, it means that somebody else made the product for those people. So if it says manufactured exclusively for... Okay, so basically, I'm trying to think of where I was. So I was basically talking about the reason why Purium is a unique company. And I think that it cherries on top.
Yes, please, with extra fudge.
Right, okay. And, yeah, we pride ourselves on that kind of thing, too. So, but one of the main things that one of the main things that really is important when you're talking to other people is this idea about what is unique about Purium. And I can't stress enough the need to talk about purity. That's where the name comes from. Pure and premium. And we really are pure from a standpoint that we don't use any of these ingredients that are allowed to be added in the manufacturing process of any kind of supplement. And really, the worst one, probably, I mean, I'm not real fond of plastic because I don't think the body knows what to do with plastic. But there's been a lot of research done on magnesium stearate. And magnesium stearate, in spite of what some health food people think, because they say, well, magnesium is a mineral and stearic acid is okay, so putting them together, it must be fine. Well, that kind of statement is absolutely inane because we can say there are many things in nature that, when combined differently, go from being something that's beneficial to being something that can be rather toxic and dangerous. So the structure and the function of how something appears in a food is crucial in determining whether or not it's good for you or whether or not it's bad for you. And I think I mentioned this maybe a month or two ago, but I think it's important to repeat this, that magnesium stearate itself has been shown to cause quite a few problems, including creating biofilms. In other words, creating interference in the body's own ability to function the way it was intended to. Now, if you want to know how prevalent magnesium stearate is, just walk into any health food store and start picking up labels, and you will be amazed at how often you see those two words, magnesium stearate. And I'll tell you, it makes the product manufacturing process much easier. That's why people use this stuff, okay? It's as simple as that. There's no other reason. Now, last but not least, one of the things I would like to share with everyone, because I think this is very helpful, and I'm probably going to share this a couple of times, but I at least want to leave you with this, is I'm going to read a paragraph from a book by Robert Wise, who has written a lot of books, and this is a book specifically about hospice-type workers, but this is about every one of us. And this paragraph is called Listening Under Construction. And I think this is very valid for all of you who are either trying to communicate with other people, whether it's because you're doing this or something else as a business, or you're trying to communicate with your family, your children, your spouse, your parents, whatever. It says, the average person assumes that if he aims his mouth accurately, then whatever comes out of it is going to make solid contact. While it's a good thought, communication is seldom as clear as we'd like it to be. During prolonged communication, the chances are good that it is probably going in the opposite direction. We generally don't stop to remember that everyone carries his own privately formed dictionary around in his head. The words are defined out of a person's experiences, the decades during which he or she grew up, and 1,000 other nuances shaped by his or her life experiences, about which we know nothing. All this is to say that we must be attentive to whomever we're talking or listening. For example, I once had a magnificent English sheepdog by the name of Chavis that was as big as a small horse, but as gentle as a lamb. Chavis had this strange habit of charging the front door whenever someone rang the bell. The beautiful dog meant nothing but a friendly greeting, although he sounded like a train roaring out of the living room. A friend dropped by once and rang our doorbell. Chavis bounded to the door like an attack of wild tigers. I walked up and saw the concerned look on the friend's face, staring through the glass door at this barking ball of fur. As a joke, I said to my friend that Chavis likes people that he ate too last week. The friend then turned white. What I didn't know was that the guy had been attacked by a tiny chihuahua when he was only 3 years old, and he'd gotten his little legs chewed on. And because he was so small in those days, the dog looked to the child to be about the size of my sheepdog today. So you get the picture. My joke didn't communicate humor. Instead, it simply left him terrified. I intended one thing. He heard another. Now, this is crucial that we all understand this, because, like I said one of the challenges that's going on right now in our world is technology is moving at rapid speed. And this simply means that we are exchanging information at such an incredible rate that it's pretty scary. And what happens is we think that we're communicating, and we're not communicating on the level that we thought or hoped to. And I think that this is very important to keep in mind, because it's called slow down and make sure that what you are listening to and what you're saying are being understood by all parties. And that goes for listening as well as talking. In other words, if you're listening to someone else and you're not sure of what the intent is, it's your responsibility at that point to ask clarification. And when you are communicating to someone about a problem or a product or about why they might want to be involved with using healthy products, you have to be very sure that you are talking the same language. This is absolutely crucial because this is where miscommunication occurs. Well, my friends, it really has been great being with you. I am truly sorry that we had a technological snafu because the last 10 minutes of this obviously was not recorded, but I am going to repeat some of this in the next time and give you a little bit more information, some great tips about the medical, dealing with medicine. And I just want to remind everyone that I will be away starting this Saturday, which is July 28th, and I won't be back into the office until, I believe, the 9th. We are going on a spiritual retreat, and this is the one time of the year I do not check phone messages, I do not check email, but I will be really happy to talk to anyone and help anyone I can when I get back, and I'll be here through this Friday. So thanks for listening.